Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A, as the weather has taken a real nasty turn. So we're just trying to keep warm right about now. It is going to get a little bit warmer for the weekend, then turn real cool again next Tuesday and Wednesday, I understand. So, just to keep you nice and warm, we got a great show for you today. We got a busy show. We're going to start out by talking to Parker Anderson. You know him from the Prescott Center for the Arts. He is representing the Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council for their Thumb Butte Book Festival at the Smoke Eye Museum this Saturday. We'll be talking all about that. Followed by CPA and tax guru David Snyder for your year-end financial organization information. And then Lori Walden will be here for her monthly visit from the Yavapai Humane Society. Now, just to make you feel really, really old, Goldie Hawn has a birthday today. I'm going to ruin your day. She's 74. Goldie Hawn, 74, can't be. Well, hey, many thanks, by the way, to the nearly 100 people who braved awful weather last night to see us performing It's a Wonderful Life as an old-fashioned national radio broadcast on the stage of First Congregational Church. It was a blast. We thank not only those who came out, but our wonderful director, Brian Moore, and that large cast, several of whom portrayed multiple characters. Which reminds me, by the way, NBC will air the James Stewart Donna Reed movie classic November 30th and again in late December. But we're going to talk to Parker Anderson coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
At Nationwide Vision, you can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals. Call 1-800-EYECARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision.
It's Black Friday all month long here at Lamb Chevrolet. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. We have a special allotment of seven brand new 2019 Silverado double cabs, and each one is stacked with massive rebates. Take your pick and drive off in any one of these Silverados for just $27.9. It's like buying a new truck for the price of a used truck. These are nicely equipped Silverados with cruise control, remote keyless entry, XM radio, 20-inch wheels, and a 5.3-liter V8. This will be a great time for a business to add a couple new trucks to your work fleet, especially with the Section 179 tax deduction on these new trucks. We also have 0% for 72 months on 17 different 2019 models. Locking in interest-free payments for 6 years is a great way to work down any negative equity that you might have in your trade, because 100% of your payment goes towards lowering your payoff every month. You can find our Black Friday specials now at lambchevrolet.com. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, where it's heating season.
You mean duck season, don't you?
Heating season.
Duck season.
This could go on for a while, folks, so make sure you have your heating ducts checked and your furnace tuned up for winter.
Because it's duck season.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Take out the winter chill with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 928-567-2200 or visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. From the moment they're born, they're unique. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information. Nationwide Vision.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Before we get started with Parker Anderson from the Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council and the PCA, I want to remind you that coming up today, there is a fundraiser going on for a very, very good cause at Culver's Restaurant at 69 and Stone Ridge Drive. One of their team members who's only 21 years old, his name is Dakota. He's been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and Culver's today is staging an all-day fundraiser. So anything you buy at Culver's today, they are going to donate 20% of their entire day's sales to Dakota and his family to help battle their medical expenses. Imagine that, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at age 21. So if you can, stop at Culver's today and help a very good cause. On a happier note, we have Parker Anderson in the studio. You know Parker from all of his involvements with the Prescott Center for the Arts. Parker, on behalf of the Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council, you've got a big event coming up Saturday at the Smoke Eye Museum. What's going on?
Yes, we do. We are having the very first inaugural Thumb Butte Book Festival. Mm-hmm. Prescott has not had a book festival in 10 years.
That's hard to believe, isn't it? Because we have so many people here who are a little older than the rest of the country, you know, on the average, and we like to do our reading and everything, and it hasn't been a book festival. It's hard to believe. Now, tell us about some of the activities you've been involved in with the Prescott Center for the Arts and all, and the plays that you've directed or acted in.
Well, I've been involved with Prescott Center for the Arts since the late 80s, and I've done a lot of performing in the plays. I've directed plays, worked backstage, worked for quite a few years with Blue Rose Theater as well when it was at Charlotte Hall Museum back in the day. And I've written a number of local history books as well. Mm-hmm.
Now, this first book festival, by the way, thank you for calling it the inaugural book festival, because when I was going to broadcasting school, one of my great instructors, Brad Harrison, who was a St. Louis TV veteran, would rap my knuckles with the ruler if I ever said first annual, because he would say, "It's not annual till it's been done again." So I learned the word inaugural, so I'm pleased about that. But your inaugural book festival at starting at 10 o'clock Saturday, right? That will feature some of Arizona's favorite authors, including Alan Dean Foster, Susan Lang, that's our friend from Peregrine Books, of course, Darlene Wilson, Haunted Prescott. You will be there, of course, Brad, Courtney, and more. There's going to be food trucks, entertainment, even a kids' corner with Miss Parker. So in the course of helping put together this book festival, along with, of course, your co-sponsor, Peregrine Books and the Smoke Eye Museum, how'd you get this started? Take me back to the seed, the germination of this idea.
Well, the germination is the Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council is a local arts advocacy organization. We've been around a very long time, but we've kept kind of a low profile in recent years. The mm-hmm. organization fell on some difficult times, and we're trying to make a comeback. And we've decided one of the ways to do that, it's time for us to sponsor a festival again. Mm-hmm. And we decided what, like we did in the old days, and what kind to do. And we thought, well, Prescott hasn't had a book festival in so long, and we put it out there, and we've been very pleased by the response we've had so far. We've got over 20 authors who will be there selling books. We've got the great lineup of speakers that you just mentioned, including mm-hmm. keynote speech by Alan Dean Foster. It's going to be a wonderful event. We really hope it's great fun for the family. Everyone come out, buy books, support this festival so that it can become an annual.
You know, and I'm a fan, too, because I'm a member of the Professional Writers of Prescott. We meet the fourth Tuesday of every month. And also, because of my job as the host here, about twice a week I get to interview by phone a recent best-selling author from major publishers around the country. So that's a real fun thing for me. Now, you, of course, are an author, too, right?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to writing either a book or a screenplay or a play, things like this, and this is something I ask every single writer I interview, so my listeners, please indulge me. Is there ever a point when you're writing this story where the plot lines and the characters all start converging and writing themselves, and you have to keep up?
Oh, unquestionably.
You know, it's funny because whenever I ask an author that, they say, you must be an author, because only an author would understand that.
Yeah, the characters kind of take over themselves and you're not writing anymore. They're telling you what
they're
to do.
They're telling you. All you're doing is transferring their story to paper, right?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Now, in addition to the guest speakers and the authors coming to the Thumb Butte Book Festival Saturday morning, you said there's also going to be a special kids' corner. So this is good for families to come out and not only give the kids, obviously, something to do, but also get the kids involved in reading. How important is that?
Oh, absolutely. That was part of our purpose in adding the Kids' Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Get kids interested in reading. I think there's going to be a couple of children's books authors at the tables, too.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's for the whole family.
When you say children's books authors, I'm thinking, I wonder if Kara Peterson is going to be there, because she was here just a couple of weeks ago talking about the children's stories and books that she writes, too. When you were a kid, Parker, what kind of reading did you do when you were just little?
You mean when I was real small? Oh, I read children's books like everyone else did, Dr. Seuss and all that. But the important thing was I was reading.
Reading, yes. And that is so important because I see it every day. People whose only information source, if you can even call it that, tends to be local TV news. And with all respect to that, if you don't have video for a story, you don't have a story. And that distorts the importance of the things we see on local TV. Only about one-fifth, I believe, which is even news. And that can really distort someone's view of the world, can't it?
Oh, absolutely, and it definitely is doing that.
Yeah, boy, we see it every day. And, you know, I used to think that, you know, once the Internet and social media became entrenched, it's going to be the information superhighway. I think it's more like a superhighway car wreck. How about you?
Oh, I agree. I mean, we've reached a point where some event happens and you can get two diametrically opposite descriptions of what exactly happened.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the news skewered to your own specific viewpoint, whatever your viewpoint might be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's almost a Rashomon kind of situation where your knowledge of the event depends upon who's telling it to you and what their point of view was, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, as a kid, you mentioned Dr. Seuss. I read that, of course, too, as a kid. And there was another children's author named Munro Leaf. Used to crack me up. He had books like Reading Can Be Fun and stuff like this, and the illustrations and the prose just had me rolling in the aisle. And I used to take my big brother to the corner library because they had all the books on shelves labeled first grade, second grade, third grade, and I was so proud because I was in the second grade taking books off the fourth grade shelf. Made me so proud as a little kid. You know, you mentioned how the stuff you used to read as a kid, were you into comic books and stuff like that?
I was into some comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my reading would get a little heavier. I know I read all of the original Wizard of Oz books, mm-hmm. and that was a series way back
in
the day.
L. Frank Baum, sure.
And basically, I always was kind of a reader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was lucky because my mother was a voracious reader. She subscribed not only to both local newspapers where we grew up, but also, I believe, about 22 magazines. So I would wait for the mailman every Tuesday to bring Life, Look, Saturday Evening Post, TV Guide, Newsweek, Time, Sports Illustrated, National Geographic, one after the other. But the great thing, as you mentioned before, when you start a child reading at an early age, They learn about the world, and they learn it from very gifted storytellers, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it really is wonderful. So at the Thumb Butte Book Festival, now there's a lot of stuff going on there. Thumb Butte Book Festival at the Smoke Eye Museum, but it's for the Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council. Are you going to have an emphasis on arts books and humanities books?
No, not really. We've got a whole wide variety of books and their authors who will be there to sell their books and answer any of your questions about their work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from all across the spectrum.
Yeah. And again, we thank Peregrine Book Company and the Smoke Eye Museum for their role in this. Speaking of which, we're going to have several mystery writers who were involved with the Peregrine Book Company on the show next week, including people like Susan Lanning. She will be there, a couple others also. And by the way, if you are a writer, we encourage you to attend this also. This might be, I would think, given the timing of this, a real good chance to stock up not only for your own holiday reading list, but for your shopping list too for the holidays, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got Christmas shopping, come to the book festival Saturday.
That'll be at 10, from 10 to 3 at the Smoke Eye Museum. That is at 147 North Arizona Avenue. It's right behind the Gray Sparks Activity Center next to Ken Lindley Field, correct?
That is correct.
And you will be there, I assume?
I'll be there.
We look forward to seeing you. Parker Anderson, and thanks also, of course, for your work with the Prescott Center for the Arts. We always enjoy that.
Thank you.
Parker Anderson on behalf of the Thumb Butte Book Festival, 10 to 3 this Saturday at the Smoke Eye Museum. Stay tuned because we've got David Snyder coming up on the show today. Also, Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society to talk about our furry friends. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Have you looked at your investments and asked yourself, should I sell and lock in my gains or just hold on and hope for the best? Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. This and other questions I hear every day, but unfortunately, all too often these decisions are made on emotion and not logic. So how do you take emotion out of your financial decisions? To start, you have to have a plan. Let me help you start making sound decisions. Call me at 480-991-1055. Schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Let's discuss and discover the right plan for you to create a successful financial outcome. That's 480-991-1055. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association, and I say, don't start without us. When you call YCCA, I'll give you a list of reputable, reliable contractors so you'll know who to call for all your construction jobs, big or small. If you need work done on your home or office, one call does it all. Call me, 778-0040. Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the Toronto Maple Leafs Thursday at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paulding, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, as I look outside and yes, see snow coming down, it reminds me that the end of the year is nigh upon us. And if you are putting your financial affairs in order and trying to decide what to do this time of year, well, I have just a man to tell you. Mr. David Snyder, CPA, is here. We've had David on the show many times. He's quite well versed in tax matters. He is also an IRS registered a tax preparer and a CPA and tax specialist. And David, I would imagine this time of year is both a lot of fun for you and kind of maddening too. A lot going on, right?
Yes, sir. There's a lot going on today.
A lot going on. And when someone is thinking about putting together their year-end financials, what kinds of things should they be doing about that? How should they organize it? And before they come to see you, what should they have ready?
Well, in terms of their year-end financials, they should make sure they categorize all their expenses correctly, their income, all that kind of thing, and have answers for big jumps in certain categories if there's big variations. And in terms of taxes, if they're a new client, they should bring at least 2 years of prior taxes. And if they're, and make sure that you're doing your, all the normal things that you're doing, you get all your source documents from, say, for example, pensions for IRAs, that sort of thing, your wages, your W-2s, your 1099s, all those types of things. And if you have rental properties, for example, make sure all that stuff is organized in terms of the income and expenses for that.
I've interviewed IRS agent Brian Watson several times about this, and he says when you go looking for a tax preparer, be prepared to document absolutely everything, correct?
Yes, you want to make sure that you have every the address correct. I mean, that becomes a problem. A lot of people move from other places. We're getting a lot of California people coming here. And
those darn California!
I know.
I'm one of them.
Actually, we're getting a lot of California people coming here. We're getting a lot of different places people coming here to retire, for example. Mm-hmm. You gotta have that, all that correct, or you gotta have, on the tax return, everybody says, isn't your birth on the tax return? No, they're not. So I have to always ask somebody about their birth dates as well as their kids and all their dependents and such.
Sure.
As well as Social Security numbers. Sometimes the prior tax preparers, they blank them out. Or X them out so you can't see them.
Sure.
So you have to get correct Social Security numbers in there and a variety of other things that come to make your tax return yours.
Now, you mentioned a great thing there. We have a lot of people moving here from around the country.
Yes.
In fact, the Arizona Republic just last week published a story that based upon population figures, something like 60% of our residents here are from other states. So when these newcomers come to see you, how often do they go, what? Arizona needs what? They're just not used to it.
Well, yeah, they're not, and they don't understand tax credits especially because none of them have them. No, most states, I don't even know of many that have these Arizona tax credits that I'm going to emphasize today.
Yeah, because we have a lot of nonprofits coming on who live and die by that tax credit, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, even my Lions Club, we made $180,000 last year.
Just off the tax credit?
Off the tax credits.
Wow. Ooh.
And we give them to all the organizations that the client wants them to go to.
Mm-hmm.
The donor wants them to go to, and that works out real well for them. And we also have an item called the Greatest Need that we contribute to organizations like YEI. We help with their building fund.
That's our buddy Brad Newman. Yeah.
Yeah, Brad Newman. He comes in a couple of times a year and mm-hmm. talks about, you know, YEI. And then also many years ago, we got scanners for the Yavapai School nurses. We bought scanners for the Yavapai School nurses to go around Yavapai County and scan kids' eyes in first and second grade so that they can go to the doctor if they need to. And so they're not looking at the board thinking they're stupid because they can't read it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's funny you mention that because, you know, we're probably laughing saying that. But when I was a kid in school, I mean, I got good grades and everything. But it wasn't until I went to my very first driver's license exam and I failed the vision test. And it dawned on me, I wonder what else I missed from being in school and not seeing what was on the blackboard and not knowing that it wasn't visible to other people either. We just didn't know any better. But that's kind of the core of the whole Lions Club being, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a core. Helen Keller asked us in the 20s to be the Knights of the Blind, and that became our first mission, which is sight and hearing right now. And also we focus on environment. We do a recycling. My club, Prescott Sunrise Lions, does a project in does a recycling in Prescott Valley. So that's environment. Then we do hunger. There's a Hungry Kids program all over the state, and I don't want to, you know, I get kind of upset about that. Even though, I mean, I'm glad we have the program, but I don't know why parents just don't feed their kids, you know. And then there's two other main missions: childhood cancer and now diabetes. That was the most recent one. It kind of goes with sight and hearing.
Well, you mentioned the Arizona tax credit. Give us the details about that. How does that benefit the taxpayer and the nonprofit?
Well, there are five Arizona tax credits. There's the Arizona Military Family Relief Fund. There's 400 married filing jointly, and 200 for individual taxpayers. And you have to do that by 12/31. But really, you have to do it by August, because otherwise the cap of $1 million, I don't know why they cap it, but they do, is already met. So that one's kind of out for now, but there's also four others. There's the public schools, which is 400 married filing jointly and 200 for other statuses, and that would be something like Tri-City. I mean, I know that's a charter school, but that's a, and my son goes there, so that's why I emphasize that one.
Oh, okay, go
but,
ahead.
You know, when my daughter went to PHS, I emphasized that one, and FBLA, and then there's Bradshaw.
This has been a paid political announcement. No.
School tuition program for private schools. That's Sacred Heart, Primavera, and a couple other ones in the area. And there's $2,324 going to married filing jointly. And half that, $1,162, going for individual and other statuses. And like I said, that is Sacred Heart and Primavera are the main examples around here. There's the foster care tax credit, 1,000 married filing jointly and 500 for other statuses. And that's like CASA for Kids. We have that on our Lions Club pamphlet that we give out in the newspaper and other areas. And this one's yours, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And then the charitable organization tax credit, which used to be called the working poor tax credit, which is what the Lions Clubs are under. And it's 800 married filing jointly and 400 for other statuses. And like I said, Lions Clubs, but there's also, Boys and Girls Clubs. There's also, the Boys and Girls Clubs. Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Big Sisters.
You know, I used to be on the board.
I always confuse them.
Yeah.
I always do.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. But I mean, it's both of them are right up the street from me. I live in PV.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
And I work right down the street from the one in Prescott. So, you know, for Boys and Girls Clubs at least. And you have until April 15th of 2020 to pay these tax credits. So that's what I do. I hold tax returns a lot of times for these tax credits. So people that don't know about them or just don't know their tax liability for Arizona can take advantage of these tax credits instead of paying to the state where they just waste it on what they want to waste it on. So basically, there's a potential for $4,924 married filing jointly and half of that for other statuses. But really, it's really $4,524. And let's say you owed $4,524 to the state. which means you've done very well, by the way. And you paid in 45-24 and on these tax credits, all these tax credits, then you would owe zero and you get your withholdings back. If you owed $2,000 to the Fed or to the state, and you paid in 49-24, you could carry forward that extra 25-24 to up to 5 years on your Arizona tax credit or on your Arizona tax return. So it's really a good no-brainer for you if you have enough funds at the end of the year to pay for these tax credits, or at the beginning of the year, really, and for 2019, for example. And you can eliminate your tax due, and you can also get all your withholdings back from Arizona.
And the nice thing about that, too, is you, like you were referring to, you determine where that tax money goes. Instead of it going to the state where they can pay things like a Maricopa County assessor to fly back and forth to the Marshall Islands with pregnant women to make babies to put on the public dole, that's a much better way to spend your money. Determining it your way is
absolutely. You determine, and if you don't like it, the 1 year that you give it to them, you can change it. You can change it to other organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on my Lions Club, which I have to emphasize, because that's why I'm here, there's a lot of organizations that we give to. There's, again, The Greatest Need. I'd said that before. Agape House, Boys to Men.
Oh, they were here just a couple days ago.
Boys to Men, Canine Companions for Independence, people with PTSD, that sort of thing. Camp Tadia, which is a summer camp for disabled youth. Del E. Webb Family Enrichment Center on Yavapai College's campus. Discovery Gardens. Yavapai Family Advocacy Center. Hungry Kids Project. I like that project. Mm-hmm. Leader Dogs for the Blind. Coats for Kids. Straight Right Backpack Program. It's for the food bank. People Who Care. Prescott Area Shelter Services. School Mini Grants. There's mini grants. School Nurses Assistants. Teacher Participation Scholarships, Vocational Scholarships, Yavapai Food Bank, Yavapai Casa for Kids, YEI, like I said before, Disabled Adult Employment, YMCA Scholarship for Kids, and the Launchpad Teen Center.
That's a lot of worthy causes, isn't it?
And they go, and they're on our website
at
Prescott Sunrise Lions Club.org.
How many different Lions Clubs are there in this region?
There are three in Prescott. There's one in PV. We just got a branch club in Embry Riddle. So we kind of established that, and they're called the Flying Lions.
All right. Well said.
Flying Lions Club.
Sure.
And there's a Bradshaw Club. I mean, there's a bunch of them around here.
Our friend Ken Lea from the Charlotte Hall Museum, he belongs to a Lions branch I did a speaking engagement for a few months ago.
Prescott Evening Club.
Evening Club, thank you.
Yes.
There you go. Hey, I have to ask you, Dave, this time of year, you mentioned real early when you came in that, on the documentation thing, you mentioned if there's big changes in your income or expenses, stuff like this. If there are really big changes on your tax records, wouldn't that kind of catch the IRS's attention for an audit?
And that's why I make sure that I ask about that kind of stuff so that I have an idea of why their income changed or their expenses changed, so that we can, if there is an audit called for, then we can actually act on it.
And that's why if your client says, just take my word for it, you can't do that, can you?
No.
You have to have documentation.
I've had some clients asking, prior clients, because we fired them, asked to take down their income for no reason. I mean, and then also increase their expenses. So it's not, we don't do that.
And
we go into gray areas, but we don't go there.
Yeah. I understand too. You can also advise business clients, in terms of, is it forensic accounting? Is that what we're referring to here?
Yeah. We have a forensic accountant in my office that if that's needed, we can get that done. And I'm thinking about getting that credential too eventually. And I already have a CPA, EA, and an MBA, and a few other things.
Alphabet soup.
Yeah, I have some alphabet soup, yes.
Very good. David, tell us how our listeners can contact you if they have any financial or tax questions.
Well, my name is David A. Snyder.
CPA. Oh, we...
Hey, and I do taxes, IRS representation, business valuations, audits, and reviews. I'm located at 325 South Montezuma Street in Prescott. Call me at 928-445-0104, extension 9, and davidasteinercpa.com. And if you want to make a donation to our tax credit program, it's Prescott Sunrise Lions Club, P.O. Box 985, Prescott, Arizona, 86302. And on our website, which is updated from last year, it's really good, is www.lionstaxcredit.org or Prescott Sunrise Lions club.org, and both of those would get you to this tax credit program. And you can just push a button and start putting it in through PayPal, and it works out really well.
I tell you, I ask him what time it is. He tells me how to make a watch.
I tell you.
One question left for you, Mr. Snyder.
Yes.
How about Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I know.
8-2 Ravens.
He's very good.
Man, aren't they fun to watch?
They are fun to watch. I saw him spin around. Score that touchdown against, yeah, we've had some good teams that we played against, and we've had some very poor teams. Miami and Cincinnati come to mind, and some very almost average teams like Pittsburgh, which I don't like. They're the enemy.
But you know what? With Lamar Jackson, now we can see why they let Joe Flacco go to Denver.
Yeah, I do. And then Joe Flacco is floundering in
yes,
Denver.
Yes, he is.
And the Ravens are doing so much better on offense. They've always been known as a defensive team. And this
goes
is
back to the Ray Lewis years.
There's some balance. Yeah. There's some balance. Yeah, but you know, the first two picks of that draft were Jonathan Ogden, who also went to the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
He was picked fourth.
Yep. He
and
protected
Ray
the
was picked
blindside,
like 24th or something, 23rd. Mm-hmm. And both in the first round, and they both went to the Hall of Fame.
The man knows his football. David Snyder, give him a call when it's time to do your taxes or financial considerations. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Go Ravens, right?
Thank you, DJ.
There you go. Stay tuned. We've got Lori Walden here from the Yavapai Humane Society. It's time to talk about puppies and kitties and senior animals, too, on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at KQNA.com. Time for a check of news and weather.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 162-09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Kachina Animal Hospital knows pets are family, and to help take care of our lifelong buddies, they're celebrating senior pets all month long. To keep our senior pets with us as long as possible, we need to take special precautions to ensure their health. Sick or senior pets often have more than one disease affecting them, and blood tests can help pinpoint the problem, so they're offering a 20% discount off senior screen blood tests for the month of November. To schedule your Best Buds appointment, call 772-8225 or book online at KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 21st. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach & Volk.
A man is arrested for killing his mother in Phoenix.
Officers were called to a home in Central Phoenix Wednesday afternoon in reference to a deceased body. When police arrived, they found an adult female killed. The body had trauma caused by a bladed object. 50-year-old Harlan Shelton is now in custody for the death of his 74-year-old mother, Tina Topali. A motive for the killing is unknown. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
A 21-year-old employee at the Culver's in Prescott Valley has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Culver's is staging an all-day fundraiser. They'll be donating 20% of all sales today to Dakota and his family. Culver's is located at North Stone Ridge Drive at 69 in Prescott Valley. Showers and snow flurries ending while you sleep tonight with an afternoon high today of only 40 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Chilling to about 34 late tonight, clearing Friday for a sunny weekend with highs around 43 tomorrow, 52 Saturday, 57 Sunday, but much cooler again by Tuesday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, storms ending overnight after a rainy high today around 45, chilling to near 39, warming tomorrow to 49, 60 Saturday, 66 Sunday, before Tuesday's big cool down. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And with the snow falling outside, it must be wintertime, and the doggies will love going out and playing in that if it piles up deep enough. But it's also a reminder, Lori Walden from the Yavapai Humane Society, that Thanksgiving, believe it or not, is coming up in 1 week. That's going to mean a couple of things if you are a pet owner. It's going to mean a whole lot of food in the house, a lot of things baking and cooking, and all those aromas driving your dog nuts, and a lot of people coming over. What advice do you have for the pet owners?
Well, number one, you want to make sure that they feel comfortable. With people coming in and out, one thing that you want to make sure of off the bat is that your pet is microchipped, because that door is going to be opening and closing. Mm-hmm. They're going to be seeing people they don't know. There's going to be, like you said, food around, different things going on. You know what? Every good dog, no matter how good, does get scared.
And they're still a dog.
Exactly. Might just dart out the door. Mm-hmm. So number one, I'll start it off with that, is keep your microchip up to date. Make sure that they've got a tag on. You know, if you don't normally keep a collar on in the house with them, go ahead and do it that day. Just better safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. You know,
and not only that, but in the vein of keeping your microchip up to date, and I think this is what you're referring to, if you've moved recently or you have a new cell phone number, let your vet know about that,
right?
So they can contact, because that little chip in there, they can reprogram that, right?
Exactly. They just put in the new information. In fact, I just recently did that for mine, because you do want to have it up to date.
Sure.
If somebody finds Cassidy and takes her to the Humane Society and they scan her, they can call me and I know she's there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want her out, you know, sitting in the shelter going, well, I have my microchip. Why isn't mommy here?
Yeah.
Which, of course, she would be saying.
Tell me what it's like to be at the Humane Society, and you guys have called a pet owner and said, we have your dog. You know, you might want to come get him. And they walk in the door, and a dog is there. What is that like?
The reunion is so awesome. I mean, they'll be standing in Lost and Found, and they'll go back to get the dogs, and they'll bring them out. And as soon as that door opens and that dog darts for his person,
Even the people's tails are wagging.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's tails are wagging. So, and to keep their tails wagging healthily, we want to be careful on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay? We want to keep the food on the table, not under it. And I know that everybody loves to do that, you know. Cassidy's rolling around. She puts her paws up. She gives you those puppy dogs. And it's like, come on, give me. Okay, well, you know what? There's stuff in turkey that's, you know, not good for them. You can have it in small doses, things like that. But there's a turkey skin, especially, has something in it that can cause this life-threatening condition called pancreatitis.
Ooh.
Okay? Don't do it. It's too fatty for them. They can't process it. It's too, you know, slimy, and it's well, we all know what the texture of it is.
Sure.
So that's just either going to go right through them or not.
Plus, a lot of people, when they bake their turkeys, they rub spices and stuff into the skin. That would be picked up, too.
Right. You don't want that. So if you're going to give them a little piece of meat, make sure that there's no bone in it, anything like that. But, you know, why don't you just make them their own special little Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, yes, I always give Cass a little lick of mashed potatoes, and, you know, that's fine. But instead, what I try to do now is just go out and get, you know, either a special treat for them, something, just so that they're not tempted. You want to make sure that you're not giving them anything with fatty in it, because same thing, we don't eat it, they don't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing is that there's a lot of baking going on right now. So if you're baking your fresh bread, your rolls, your pies, all that, do not spoil your pet's holiday by giving him access to the raw yeast bread dough.
And not only that, but as we referred to briefly before, the dog, of course, has a tremendous sense of smell.
Correct.
And most of their food they eat is not freshly cooked, so they can't smell it.
Exactly.
When they smell these things in the kitchen, it's like a cornucopia of scents, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's not only the dogs. It's the cats.
Oh, cats too, sure.
I mean, my cats go crazy. I walk in the door with a chicken from Costco, and I'm afraid I'm going to get clawed to death.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you're scared to even
open up that
thing. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But the raw, the yeast in the dough, when they get that, the yeast continues to convert to sugars.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so then that becomes like carbon dioxide gas and almost like an alcohol. So you're going to have basically a bloated drunk animal.
That's not good to have.
Right. Nobody needs
you
that.
You know, I have to ask you about this because we know dogs and cats love chicken. They love turkey. How about, I know a lot of our listeners, when they prepare their turkey, they'll keep the carcass and they'll keep the bones and stuff and create stock out of that.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel about skimming the fat off of that stock and using the stock to moisten their dog food or cat food?
You can do that. The other thing that you can do is you can take that stock and water it down a little bit more, put it in ice cube trays, and freeze it.
You
can actually even take some tuna or little dog treats, kibbles, put it in that ice cube tray with that, and then freeze it. And then they've got like their own little popsicle.
You've been waiting to say that all show, haven't you?
It just came to me.
Oh.
It happens, DJ, it happens.
Well, you know, another thing we have to be aware of with the holiday season being here, we're going to decorate our homes and have Christmas trees out and all sorts of holiday displays and candles and things like this and wires around the Christmas tree. That is a disaster waiting to happen, isn't it?
It is completely a disaster waiting to happen. And I have two cats and then the dog. So my cats love to get up on the dining room table. It's basically their dining room table. I can't remember the last time I sat at it. But, you know, I've got a candle up there. My house is already decorated for Christmas because I'm that dork.
Sure.
And so, you know, you've got to be very careful with the cords, the lights. We've all seen Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation.
Of course.
And what happens with that cat jumping into that tree. And, you know, it's those sparkly little things. And they're cats. That's what they do. They swat at sparkly things. Mm-hmm. They play with things that are dangling.
And make little tinkling sounds.
Exactly. So, you know, as hard as it is, I mean, I had to make it so that the ornaments weren't as high, I mean, weren't as low on my tree, just because why do I want to chance fate? You know, I've also got it where I have fishing line tied to the stem of my tree and going into the wall. So that if they do happen to hit it, the worst that's going to happen is it's going to wobble a little bit, but it's not going to fall over. Candles, we've all got candles going. I mean, I have candles going constantly.
And the fire department on your fast, your speed dial, right?
They know. Yeah, no, they know.
They're
like,
probably know on a first name basis.
Well, they do, and they're like, I smell Christmas tree candle. Lori must be home.
Lori must be home. Ah, yes, indeed.
So all it takes is one swipe of a tail over the top of that candle, and Fluffy's on fire.
Oh my goodness.
You know, that's not what I want. The other thing is that, you know, we've got pine cones out. There's the pine needles. That's all going to be coming out. Pine needles, it's a huge choking risk. Plus, it does not taste good to them. Pine cones, same thing. I mean, yes, you know, they hear the crunch. They walk on it. Well, my cats do. I'm not painting myself as a good fur mommy right now. But, you know, you want to be careful of all of those things, and especially the cords, because both my cats love to chew on cords, and, you know, you see it, and the worst scenario comes to your head. It's like my little kitty's going to get electrocuted.
You know, just a few weeks ago, we were unloading the dishwasher. And the dog, our newest puppy, who I think his father was a brontosaurus, the dog is a golden retriever. He wants to come up and lick the clean dishes. Well, we discouraged that, of course, for obvious reasons. And he was doing too much of it, and we clapped our hands and said, no, real loud. Well, he was kind of startled, and he jumped back. And as he jumped back, it turned out his leash, the little circle thing on his leash, had caught on to something on the tray.
No.
The tray for the dishwasher with all these clean dishes in it, and he jumps back. The tray comes with him. The dishes go flying.
Oh, my gosh.
Creating so much noise, scaring him more, and now he's racing around the house, dragging this
connected, great
big dishwasher rack everywhere he goes. It's like a bull who brought his own china shop with him. I'm telling you. And the more we yell at him, the more scared he gets, and the more he runs, and the more the dishwashing tray knocks everything off the table. So,
oh my gosh, you should have video and put
I'm
that.
I'm telling you,
have your $100,000 from America's Funniest Home Videos.
That would have been on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh yeah,
if we got that,
definitely.
Oh, my goodness gracious! And we also have a cockatoo, by the way, who is now best friends with all these dogs. The dogs climb up on the couch, sit right next to him, and the cockatoo will, when he smells food, the cockatoo will go, I love you, and then fly down to our shoulder, work his way down the arm toward the fork or the spoon with our food on, and go, want a bite? And he'll take his beak down there, and he'll sample just a little tiny bit of whatever we're eating. We're real careful to
right,
make sure
right.
this is safe stuff, but he'll just take a little tiny bite. But it's not so much that he's hungry. It's the bonding thing.
Right, exactly.
Just like the dogs and cats, they want to be part of your life. They
exactly.
want to share everything with you.
And those pictures that you sent me of your jungle fence, it's awesome.
Oh, good. And yeah, we do have a jungle. Let's see. Right now it's 13 birds, 5 dogs, and a desert tortoise. So yeah, we...
If you need some extra money, you could just open up a petting zoo and charge admission when you walk in.
Heritage Park Zoo called us and said, knock it off. So we don't want to be competition. Those are good people out there. Well, anyway, how can people contact the YHS for information about holidays and winter treatment of their dogs and cats?
Well, you can stay tuned to our Facebook page, because I'm posting all of this information on our Facebook page. Also with cold weather and all of the things that are happening outdoors. So we'll have all of that. You can follow us on Facebook. You can also go to our website, which is yavapaihumane.org, or you can call me at 445-2666, extension 117, and I will let you know whatever you need to know.
And when you need adoptions, you know where to go, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
And don't forget the Yavapai Humane Society thrift store either. Lori Walden, always a pleasure. We will see you in late December. Looking forward to your next visit.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
You bet. Stay tuned. Coming up with some final thoughts and Monday's very special Q&A guests on today's Talk, or we'll see, what show is this? Q&A? Yeah. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC. Inspired by you.
My name is Ashley Craig. I was born with a chronic condition that causes severe pain and inflammation, and I am one of thousands of Americans who rely on the drug Humira. At first, I had to pay $753 a month. As a small business owner, that was really tough. It was more than my car payment, business insurance, and food bill, but I was in such pain, I just sucked it up. Now the drug is about $5,000 a month. There was no way I could afford this drug. It's not right for them to charge this much for medicine. It's not okay.
Now there's a bipartisan plan in the Senate that would stop price gouging. President Trump supports it, and we need Senator Martha McSally to call for a vote in the Senate. Go to fightpharma.org/Senate and tell Senator McSally to stand with patients, not big drug companies. That's fightpharma.org/Senate. It's time to put America's patients first. Paid for by Patients for Affordable Drugs Now.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Ben Shapiro is up next at 3, followed by Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable. And on Monday's Q&A, I'll chat with the editorial director for the world's largest bookseller with their board's top books of 2019. Plus, you'll hear my interviews with authors of 3 brand new bestsellers. That's just in time for your Black Friday and holiday gift buying and reading. That's Q&A Monday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.